On a remote island north of Timor-Leste, ancient paintings of boats, dogs and horses could provide a clue to how the first humans arrived in Australia. Australian National University archaeologists found the rock art on the tiny island of Kisa. Peter Lloyd reports.
No archaeology team has ever explored tiny Kisa Island. It measures just 81 square kilometres. Inside enormous limestone caves, a team led by ANU Professor Sue O'Connor found 28 rock art sites that tell of the region's history of trade and culture.
The walls and roof of the shelters are covered in sort of algae growth and various sort of patinas. And then all of a sudden some red jumps out at you and you go, oh, there's one. They're really illuminating because they have images of everyday life as well as images doing various things like parading and playing drums. And they really are very small. Many of them are only about 10 centimetres in maximum dimension.
Some scenes are known to be about 2,500 years old. But Professor O'Connor says others may be tens of thousands of years older, and that makes them of potential significance.
Yeah, we think the hand stencil sites are much older than these small human figures in the boat.
If they are much older, what would it mean?
It will tie the rock art of Kisa to the rock art of Sulawesi and possibly the first, you know, human diaspora that moved through the islands and into Australia.
To establish that more definitively means archaeologists need to find rock art sites that date back up to 65,000 years ago. That's when the ancestors of Aboriginal Australians landed in the northern part of Australia.
But what we do know is that they're all through, like they're in Timor less by 44,000 years ago. So in Timor, modern humans, they're in Sulawesi, that early, if not earlier. So while we haven't found the earliest evidence of modern humans in island Southeast Asia or modern humans as early as those in Australia yet, we certainly know that modern humans spread very rapidly through the archipelago. What we're looking at is the modern human diaspora through, like, the first modern human voyages through the island archipelago. And we've been looking for those early sites that might cast light on the route people took from mainland Asia to Australia.
More exploration is planned for 2018.
Peter Lloyd.